Hey, welcome. Today we're building the classic detuned re-space stack for drum and bass inside Ableton Live. This is a beginner-friendly, practical lesson, a two-layer bass that gives you a tight, punchy low end and a wide, aggressive re that cuts through breaks at 174 to 176 BPM. I'll walk you through exact device choices, parameter suggestions, routing, and arrangement moves so you can make this reproducibly in your own project. Let's go. Lesson overview. First, what you'll end up with. One mono sub layer for weight and kick compatibility, and one detuned Reese layer for grit, movement, and stereo harmonics. We'll use Ableton stock devices, operator or wavetable, EQ8, utility, saturator, compressor or glue, and an instrument rack so both layers live on one MIDI track. I'll also give extra coaching notes on workflow, troubleshooting, and arrangement. What you will build. Layer A, a tight mono sub, pure sine, single voice, no detune, mono sum so your kick and sub never fight. Layer B, a detuned Reese, saw-based unison, subtle filter movement, saturation and stereo spread for aggressive mid-slash-high harmonic content. Final processing, mono the sub, keep the Reese wide, carve out low frequencies from the Reese with a high pass and add kick sidechain, compression. Map a few macros and you've got quick arrangement control. Quick project setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM and make a 2 or 4 bar loop for testing. Create a single MIDI track for the bass and drop an instrument rack into it. Inside the rack, create two chains and name them sub and Reese. Build the sub layer. Tight mono sine. Step 1. In the sub chain, load operator. Step 2. Set oscillator to a sine wave. Drop the coarse pitch if you want the sub an octave below your Reese. Minus 12 semitones is a reliable starting point. Step 3. Set voices to 1 so it's mono. Do not use unison or detune here. Step 4. Place an EQ8 after operator. Add a low shelf around 30 to 40 Hz if your monitoring needs it, and cut everything above roughly 200 to 250 Hz with a steep low pass so the sub only contains fundamentals. This keeps the Reese clear to produce harmonics. Step 5. Place a utility after the EQ and set width to 0%. This mono sums your sub, crucial for avoiding phase cancellation with the kick. Step 6. Optional small compressor for glue. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. If you want a little character, add a tiny touch of saturator with 1 to 2 dB drive and soft clip, but be careful not to clutter the sub. Why this matters? The sub's job is pure weight and transient compatibility with the kick. Keep it clean and mono so the kick punches through at high tempos. Build the Reese layer. Detune saws and movement. Step 1. In the Reese chain, load wavetable. If you prefer, you can use analog or operator with saws. Step 2. Choose a saw type position on the oscillator or a classic saw table. Keep the Reese sounding an octave above the sub, so if the sub is minus 12 semitones, leave the Reese at the played pitch. Step 3. Turn on unison. Start with 3 to 4 voices. Set to tune somewhere between 8 and 18 units. 12 is a good starting point. This audio version is shortened for playback.